What's up, everybody? Welcome to Alphavets. Happy Monday. Happy April 1st. Happy April 1st. Good to see you guys. You start to roll in. Hello. Hello. What's up, Chris?
Chilling.
What do you do, boo?
Chilling, man. Chilling. I am in a good mood today, so lucky you.
Holy cow, that's a name I haven't seen in a while. Logical Queen.
Well, hello. Well, hello.
Howdy doodly.
I know. I thought they did disowned us.
Yeah. Won't be surprised. That too. What's up, y'all? Watch the East Coast. Da, 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 da. Yeah. We're going to have a good show tonight. We're going to talk about stuff.
We are. It's been a good day. I was telling this for the show. I know. Thank y'all for praying for my friends. They appear to be on their road to recovery, so I really appreciate everybody praying for them. Scared the crap out of me, that is for sure. So,
Yeah.
Besides that, though, we still got a country to save.
We do have a country to save.
Yes.
We do. Nice, you got your coin. Sweet. That's what's up.
Word.
That's what's up. I got some more to give away tonight.
Hey. Do you now?
Hey. Yeah.
I got a mail. For those of you who won last week, just listen. I got to mail them out. They are going to go out this week. I just haven't got to the post office. I knew this was going to say something. Look at him. Shaking his head at me. Man, I should have just kept it.
You guys will always get yours on time with me.
Yeah. Man.
I'm just messing with you.
I know, but still. He is correct. Can't argue with that logic. That is for sure. So now from now on, when I get stuff away, they're like, Oh no,
Chris gave it to me. Oh no. I expected in 2 to 3 weeks.
I get it. Hey, you know what I say? It'll get there eventually.
The ones from Donisha, I already shipped those out.
You see that? Well, yes, I had to work today. Okay.
Just mess with you. I just like digging at you a little bit.
I know he does. You know? He likes to just dig that knife in there a little bit. It's okay though. I know you. I know there's no ill intention by it.
No.
Good old fashioned fun.
Yeah. If you guys don't, if you get a chance, go watch the show from last night on Donay's show on Code Breakers on the Kim Clement channel. We had a lot of fun with Donay. We love Donay. She's absolutely wonderful.
That was awesome. Somebody said I was quiet. I was like, man, I was just honestly, y'all, I was just in the I think Iz and I were both very excited to be on that. I mean, considering where this whole thing started. Now, and I will tell y'all, if you don't think God is moving in your life, just sit back and pay attention. Because if you'd have told me 7 years ago when this started, when that prophecy opened my eyes and led me down this path and on this walk with God, if you would have told me that one day I would be sitting down talking to the daughter of the man who helped change my life, I would have told you there's no way. So yesterday was just, it was really amazing to, and we got to say hi to Kent, to her mom. Like, that was so cool, man. Like, it was an emotional experience because it has been a long road. Right, it's been a long road. It's been and I know, like, there are many more great things that are going to happen, but yesterday was really cool. That's all I'm gonna say about that.
Absolutely. And the fact that she potentially, we're talking to Donay, doing another show with Donay, Chris, myself, and Trey Smith.
And
I was like, yeah, let's do that. It's gonna be a long show.
Yeah, man, the four of us talk, like, that is gonna be an awesome guarantee it, an awesome conversation. I love Trey. I love his story, the whole thing, man. And that's what's great. That's what's great about all this. Like, God really did, like, called so many people, man. So many people, you know, that you probably wouldn't have thought would be warriors on the front line. Like, it's amazing. It really is.
It is so amazing.
He's so good. You know, all the time, God is good. And, but yeah, yesterday was definitely something. I can't wait to do it again. Like, I'm already excited. I'm really excited. I know you guys are too. I know you guys are looking forward most definitely to Israel, myself, Donna, and Trey Smith sitting down for a conversation. I mean, how cool is that going to be?
Yeah. Yeah. And for now, I'll just tell you right now. As of the logistics that were worked out, we're supposed to have Julie on tomorrow. Julie Green.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a potential that we'll be on her show. I'm not really sure. All the details in the past said it was on our show. It doesn't. Either way, we have a show with Julie tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central on someone's channel. So, just letting you know.
Be there or be square.
Yeah. Cool.
I am looking forward. You know, I always love talking to Julie. I love the conversations we have. We always have a great conversation. That's what I love about
it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be awesome.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be awesome.
Either way. Right. So yeah, just keep an eye out for that. Once I get confirmation, I will post it in the Telegram. And yeah. So Anywho. Supposed to get some prayer going. Voila, get this thing started.
Right on.
You know? All right. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you all the glory for everything that you're doing for our lives, for this country, and for the countries throughout the world. We thank you for opening your eyes and seeing what has been going on behind the scenes, all the corruption, all the demonic activity that has been revealed to us. And as it keeps revealing, we just thank you for protecting us and guarding our minds and our hearts through this this great awakening. We thank you for your grace and your mercy and your love that you continue to give us each and every day, and for just always being there. We all have our days, our down days, our up days, but no matter what, you're always sitting there waiting for us to talk to you. And we thank you for always being that line for each and every one of us, that we can just directly talk to you and continue to build that relationship we have with you. So we just thank you for your abundance and your provision, your healing. We pray for anybody that needs healing here tonight. We proclaim and declare now in Jesus' name, we receive it. Like Mark 11:24 says, that we believe in our heart that we have received it. And we do, we believe all these things. We believe that the nation has been won. We believe that Alphavet says has grown. We see the vision. We see the future. We are somewhere in the future, and we are a lot better than we look right now. And we just thank you for your continued, give us that vision and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your continued protection over all of us here tonight, and how you continue to speak through all of us, and the protection over our true president, Donald J. Trump, and all the good men and women in our nation and throughout the world that are helping fight these tyrannical governments and bring back what we need. And what we need most of all is you. We need Jesus. We need it back in our schools. We need it back in our churches. And there's just so much conform. Everybody seems to be conforming to the ways of the world, and we don't want to do that. And as we continue to go down your path, I understand that it can make it seem hard for everybody, that people may feel alone at times, and just let them know that they're not alone. They are loved, and you're with them. And we're, this community at Alphavets is always here to listen to anybody. And we just thank you for it. We just thank you for the opportunity to build and grow a community and build this into a kingdom for what you want it to do, what you want to do. So we just thank you. We praise you. We thank you for tonight. And we just ask you to take over tonight as well. So we just thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, we praise you and thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bam.
Israel, I got to tag you. I'm going to tag you in a video. We got to play this thing. We got to play this thing.
Okay.
I'm going to send it to your Twitter.
You're going to send it to my Twitter?
I'm going to send it to your Twitter, it's sir.
X.
Twitter. It's X. Splitter. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't even matter. Doesn't matter. I got some interesting things to go through tonight.
Good. I like interesting. Never boring. It's never boring here on Alphabets.
Well, no, it's never boring. At the same time, I mean, you sent it to me now. You want me to?
Yep, I sent it.
Is this something you want to lead with?
Yeah.
I don't see you, dog.
This is for, oh, because, you know, it's got to wait so many seconds to post your, there it goes.
Why don't you just take, okay. There it is.
You know, people say nothing's happening, right? There's always this crowd. I know nobody in here. We have so many people like, nothing's happening. Nothing's happening. Oh, it's happening. People's eyes are being opened. People's eyes are being opened every day. And this is in Chicago, ladies and gentlemen. This is in Chicago, Democrat-run, Democrat-controlled for decades, Chicago. And I'm thinking the people of Chicago have had enough. Listen to this. This is one of the best verbal beatdowns I've seen in a while.
I'd like to start off with something Edward Snowden, a whistleblower, once said. He said, when exposing a crime is treated as committing a crime, you are being ruled by criminals. Yeah. Everyone in this room recognizes that what's happening surrounding the nonstop influx of illegal aliens is criminal.
Yes.
Everyone recognizes that something evil is among us, and Americans are not ready for the fundamental impacts this will have. In fact, we can't even fathom it because we've never seen anything like this.
Right.
Never.
We have an administration that is run by criminals who hate America.
Yes. Yes.
That's why they protect these criminals.
Yes.
Yes.
Police have been instructed from above to not mess with them.
Right.
So no matter what these criminal aliens do, they're always released. It's not an accident. This is by design.
Yes. Yes.
And we have a garbage media that gets paid for lousy coverage. We have a media that protects criminals.
Yes.
It seems as if every level of government has been bought out.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It really makes you wonder how many seats in government have been bought out by foreign influence.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a government that uses language to weaponize the masses.
Mm-hmm.
They're not illegal aliens. They're asylum seekers.
Right.
They're refugees.
Right.
And they throw these terms around so that the people of America feel guilty. Because nobody wants to be a bad person. We all aim to be good. But there's a distinction between goodness and tolerance. There's a difference between goodness and naiveness. And unfortunately, I believe the majority of Americans are not acting out of a spirit of goodness, but rather out of a spirit of cowardliness and naiveness.
Yes.
And we have the Committee on Immigrant and Refugee Rights, headed by anti-American Alderman Andrew Bosco.
Yeah!
Again, they really throw around those friendly terms, but I like to call them what they are. The Pro-Criminal Committee.
Oh!
The Anti-American Committee.
Yes!
Not for people, but to destroy America.
Yes.
These groups are enemies of America. How many illegals are you housing in your home, Vasquez?
Uh-oh!
Since you love them so much, house them in your own home. Use your own money to fund them.
Yes.
So I have a message to my fellow Americans. You'll watch this on TV or YouTube.
That's right.
Whose side are you on? Are you on the side of criminals or are you on the side of this country?
Right.
Stop feeling like you're a bad person for calling them illegals. Stop letting our enemies gaslight us into believing we are racist or anti-immigrant. Yes.
Right. Yes. Speak, girl. Speak.
A good person isn't a coward. A good person stands up for their neighbors.
Yes.
Yes. Speak.
I'll finish with my favorite Martin Luther King Jr. quote. And I hope my fellow Americans ponder this. He once said, the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremists we will be. The nation and the world are in dire need of creative extremists.
Yes.
fire. She cooked them.
I love the hype.
Yeah. She cooked them.
That's awesome. Yeah, she did.
People are fed up, man.
Well, Chicago, I mean, everybody turned in Chicago.
Right.
Everybody's sick and tired of it.
Everybody.
Sick and tired of everybody dying every weekend.
Look at all these Democrat-run cities, man. And again, I'm not saying, we both know this is a uniparty issue, because while the Democrats, this corrupt, criminal Biden administration has allowed our country to be flooded, you know, with who knows? Who knows who some of these people, we all know, they're not here. They are not here to be friendly with us. Not all of them. People are tired of it, man. They're tired of it. These cities, I mean, you look at Philadelphia, you look at New York, you look at Chicago, you look at Los Angeles, look at Portland, look at Denver. Denver, begging people, all these cities that said, we're a sanctuary city. Yeah, they gaslit you. To the people who voted for this, they gaslit you and told you that it was all on the up and up, and we're a sanctuary city, and we need to welcome everybody here. They gaslit you. They lied to you because they want to replace you. See, they were hoping to gaslight you long enough so they could replace you. So by the time you figured out what was taking place, it was too late. But the people have awakened. And what they've managed to do, Biden has been the biggest red pill that we could have ever asked for, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's uncomfortable to go through. I get that. It's uncomfortable. Nobody likes to see it. Nobody likes to watch what's being done to this country. But we're to the point now where I believe a certain letter of the alphabet said, at some point, it will not be safe for them to walk down the street. And I think we are getting close to that. And the crazy part is, ladies and gentlemen, this is the crazy part. This is the kicker. It's not going to be us. It's going to be the people they gaslit, because we already knew we were being gaslighted. That's why we didn't vote for this crap. So it's not going to be us. It's going to be the people they gaslit, the people they tricked into voting for this. That's who's going to be coming after them. We get to sit back and watch and eat popcorn.
Yeah, they're so unsafe. Like, it's only a matter of time. It's only a matter of time. I don't know if you've seen that video. I don't even remember where it was. I seen it last week. I mean, some girl got murdered by a best friend's parents or something like that. And literally, like, the whole town, like, tore this person apart. Like, and beat them to death. I'm not saying that's not, that's what you're necessarily going to see, but especially when you like go after the kids and all the stuff that's being, I mean, what unifies everybody, right? The kids. When you go after the kids, it's something both sides can unite on. And if the left don't know, if people on the right don't know of what's been happening to the kids and stuff like that, I mean, think about what's going to happen to these people when there's some form of transparency regarding the activities that have taken place. I mean, you think there's a reason why we still haven't, nobody from the Epstein list has been arrested. Like, nobody.
Nobody.
You know, but when that drops, when, I'm not saying just the Epstein list in itself, but just names in general, whenever that may be. Because I do believe accountability will come for all these people.
Yep.
When? Who knows? We'll never guess and figure it out, but yeah. But it's just the overall, that's the whole country right now. Everybody's sick and tired of it, dude. Everywhere you go, people are sick and tired of it. And we talked about this a little bit. It's like, you're not really sure who's on what side, but I feel like until they say something and you're like, oh,
there it is.
We can talk.
Got an in.
But
yeah.
I feel like that's becoming more and more of a thing each and every day. Like, more people, on the left are kind of just saying, screw the left. Yeah, they don't even need to go Republican. I'm not even saying go Republican, you know? I don't like the Republicans. Like, can we all unify on just
Can we just be American?
Having a great country?
Yeah.
And doing what's morally best for the kids, for the education system, for the financial system. Like, think about it. Why can't we just agree on a moral ground here?
Yeah.
Of what's right. Demonic forces are raging, though. And you see this in a lot of people. You've seen more and more, like, demonic videos coming out of people just acting out, man, for no reason. But there is a reason. Demonic forces are raging.
Yep.
And they're revealing themselves because that spirit of Pythos is dying. And when it dies, it freaks out, screams. So, yeah, it's...
Yeah. And they know...
Interesting.
Is they know they're losing. They mm-hmm. know they're losing.
They know.
You know, like she said, the media gaslights you. They get paid to lie to you because mm-hmm. they know they're losing. That spirit is raging. It's dying. And they are starting to panic. See, over the weekend, when Joe Biden proclaimed that March 31st. Now, mind you, that date, if you go back, do you know which president actually declared March 31st to be Transgender Awareness Day or Day of Visibility, whatever?
Was it Bill Clinton?
Barack Hussein Obama.
Was it really?
Okay. Barack Hussein Obama declared. See, Barack Obama is the reason that this push started. Remember, was it Barack Obama or Joe Biden who lit up the White House in rainbow colors?
That was Obama.
That was Obama. Was it Barack Obama or Joe Biden who pushed the males can use women's bathroom? Who was
Obama
that?
Ruined that everything.
Right? Obama did that. So, but Joe Biden could have just left it at that. But no, Joe Biden had to come out and go, I proclaim. Well, that date was already proclaimed, but okay, you want to bring attention to the fact that it's falling on Easter this year. I proclaim.
Dude, it ain't Biden.
Right. Whoever is pulling the... Because you have to... From a political standpoint, ladies, and this is where you got to put your thinking caps on. Do you think he did himself any favors over the weekend with a majority of the country? Because Democrat, Republican, there are many people who claim to be Christians on both sides of the aisle.
So many.
Okay.
So many.
How do you think that went over? I posted a video. There's an 8-minute video in my feed today of a bishop at a church calling all of this BS out. Okay. So politically, from a political standpoint, did he do himself any favors over the weekend by proclaiming that March 31st was a transgender day of awareness? And now he's claiming he didn't know anything about it.
It's Obama.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the cause of all of our problems is the big ears. Okay, it's Obama.
Yeah, so Biden said he knows nothing about it.
Exactly.
But it's in his statement.
Remember, you already had Obama last week at the fundraiser, had his little dog on a leash, right? He came down the steps with Joe Biden at an airport. We all know it's Obama. We all know it's Obama calling the strings. He's the one in Joe Biden's ear. Joe Biden is a puppet or whoever is playing Joe Biden, because I firmly believe the real one is somewhere pushing up daisies or locked away in a cage somewhere. Okay? He's not with us. Joe, he's shot. He doesn't know he's alive. All right? Where have you heard that before? So, again, put your thinking caps on for a minute. Does this seem like a smart political strategy for the Democrats?
Well, no, but I honestly think that like I get the political side of it.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at like the spiritual side of it, I think that no matter what the political gains may be or losses, that they wanted to go out of their way.
Oh, yes.
To slap.
Yes.
The name of Jesus in the face.
100%. They went out of their way. Yes, Cesar Chavez, right? They went out of their way to give the glory to everybody but Jesus.
Yeah.
Because they thought, ladies and gentlemen, that you, I know you guys understand this, They are trying to goad you into reacting. That's what they want. They would love nothing more than for us to go out in the streets and start doing what that side likes to do when they don't get their way and go throw a gigantic temper tantrum. You know, they literally had to stage a hoax to make it look like you tried to overthrow your government with no weapons. That's the funny part about it still. They think that...
Worse than 9/11.
Worse than 9/11. They tried to overthrow the government with no weapons. Again, they're trying to goad you. They're your little sister in the back seat with her finger going, I'm not touching you. I'm not touching you. They're hoping that they would get the reaction out of us. When all they did, all they managed to do was piss off a lot of people on both sides of the aisle.
Yeah, what was it in like 1950s or 1960s? They lit up all of New York City with crosses and stuff. And then this yesterday they lit it up in the transgender flag.
Yep. So again, it's all they're showing you what we've all known, that this
no one
mocks God and gets away with it. Number one, but they told you in 2020 that this was a battle for the soul of this nation. They weren't playing. And every day we're reminded when we see stuff like over the weekend that, yeah, this is a spiritual battle. There is a war going on right now. So many of us see it. And then you have those that are still choosing to be blissfully unaware of all the things taking place around them. Those are the ones I feel for. I really do. Mm-hmm. Because when this thing really heats up, they aren't going to know what's going on at all.
No.
At all.
And I still think about the one too about even like you said, how you just referenced how it's Obama's in the ear of Biden, you know. Mm-hmm. And then think about the two presidents prophecy from Kim. Why would the one with the double mind stand up in front of the people? The double mind, two minds. Okay, we got a front, and they say we have another president. It's an unusual thing. And you can see it. Yep. Even the people that don't know about the prophecy, I see posts all the time about the tale of two presidents, the time of two presidents. They have no idea about the Kim Clement prophecy. And you can see clearly who the leader of this of the true leader of the nation is. Now, and they're not pulling all the strings of what you see, obviously. But even if it went to like violence, that's exactly what they would want. Exactly what they want, but at the same time, I think you do more damage to them by letting them continue to do more.
Yep. Expose.
Because yesterday that's one of the biggest slap in the faces. Whether yesterday was Easter or not to whoever. I'm not gonna get into all that, but let's just look at what it is. People celebrated Easter yesterday. And that was the biggest display of mockery I think I've ever seen of them yet. Mm-hmm. And then just a couple paragraphs in the year of our Lord. Like, don't even mention the Lord.
Nope.
If you're going to claim Easter as National Trans Day of whatever, don't care. Demonic forces, crazy. Man. Symbolism. Crazy they love stuff, symbolism.
Dude. They do, man. They do. I mean, crazy stuff, y'all. And, you know, I was thinking today anything, we got so much evidence coming. I mean, like in that girl's speech, she said, when you are arrested for pointing out crimes, you're not ruled by governments. You're ruled by tyrants. You're ruled by criminals. And what have we seen take place, right? Anybody that comes out and tries to point out that the 2020 election was stolen or anything, it's amazing. You had that lawyer just, week before last, showed proof that they had in Michigan. She gave that information to a sheriff there in, was it Michigan or Wisconsin? I think it was Michigan. Showing proof that the 2020 election was stolen, that the Dominion voting systems were hacked and were being infiltrated by foreign adversaries. And because she gave the proof to somebody of crimes that were committed, they arrested her. They arrested the lawyer for giving the information to a sheriff. So we're seeing all of these 2020 things start to bubbling to the surface, right? Because that still hasn't been settled, ladies and gentlemen. They would love for us to forget about it. They would love for us to stop talking about the election of 2020. If there's any day that can be called April Fool's Day, it would be November 3rd, 2020. Because we got bamboozled. We all know what happened. We watched it go down live. All right?
Watched it live.
But a lot of people want to do this and put the blinders on and listen to the media and everything else. But from where we're all sitting, it is frustrating because have anybody here seen anything be done to safeguard the 2024 election? Has anything changed? No. Look how long California just spent a month counting primary ballots for between Steve Garvey and Adam Schiff. It took them a month to count votes. A month, ladies and gentlemen. So from where we're standing, it appears that nothing has changed. So, and again, I'm not saying don't go vote. I'm just saying we're all gearing up. You know, we have our president out here saying that we're going to stop him from cheating. I believe we stopped them in 2016. That's why they didn't see it coming. But from where we're all sitting, it looks like nothing has changed. And I see so many people who are putting their hope in the vote. Well, yes, I am going to go out and vote. But you have two choices right now from where I'm sitting. Number one, we the people do what has to be done and we take back our country as the Constitution says we have the right to do because we have a tyrannical government ruled by criminals. All right. Or the best option of them all, we put our faith in God because he intervened in 2016. I believe he will intervene again. And that's where faith rises. That's why none of this really affects me. But no, I see people still complaining about the 2020 not being.
I get it.
You know,
I get it. I get it. This is why people need to become more spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
They really do, and put that fear away. Because without Jesus, without God in your life, this looks over.
Yep.
Like you said, nothing has been changed, and we understand that. But God does a lot of things that we don't understand either. Mm-hmm. And he sure likes to drop things at a time when we're not ready for it, or when we are ready for it but not expecting it. And this is, I think, obviously there's so much that's going to happen leading into summer, into fall. If we are there for election day in November, I'm voting no matter what. Do I think it's going to get that far? No, I don't.
Nope.
I think there's going to be so much that comes out. We still, I think, a bunch of prophecies that are going to be becoming fulfilled here soon, like the Kim one, where 1, 2, 5, 10, 20 of them at a time as they're exposed. And one of the biggest leaders will cry out before the summer comes. And people will say, how could he have fallen so strongly? That sounds like an Obama thing to me. Because everybody loved Obama. Everybody loved Obama. But maybe the people see what's going on. And when we see what Obama's doing, he's clearly over there in the UK with the crown. Everything in the crown is all jacked up. I think there's more happening behind the scenes than we realize. But at the same time, we also have this, you know, what did Kim say? Political, economical, social upheaval, deluge heading into summer. I mean, and I've heard a lot of people talking about the same thing about money being the big topic. Because that's what it is. If you think about it, what hurts everybody? Money. Mm-hmm. But even like the Bible says, money is the answer to all things, right? It is at the end of the day. I mean, Jesus is the answer to everything. You get that. He's the truth, the life. But in this physical world, everybody needs money. It's one thing that we all need to get by.
Mm-hmm.
Right? to, so that is something that hurts everybody equally in one way, shape, or form. However, there is some very interesting things happening. And I was looking a little bit deeper, and I shouldn't say too deep, but Chris, you posted an interesting thing today. And it was...
I did?
What? No, you posted the... this guy.
Yeah.
Utah formally empowers state treasurer to protect state funds with gold and silver. Okay, now I want you guys to think about some. I just want to read a couple of these paragraphs. Does not require, they're not requiring. However, the treasurer could hold up to 10% of certain state reserve accounts in physical gold and silver to help secure state assets against the risk of inflation, financial turmoil, and or to achieve capital gains as measured in the Federal Reserve notes. Okay. By allowing the state treasurer to invest in monetary metals, Utah is better equipped to protect Utah taxpayer funds and the residents of Utah against inflation and the counterparty risk. No counterparty risk when you buy gold, folks. And then where was the other one I wanted to read? Utah has made it legal tender for a while now. Mm-hmm. However, what's interesting is we have 14 states as of now that have legalized gold and silver as legal tender. And most of these states, I shouldn't say most of them, but there's been probably 5 or 6 that have done it in the last 2 years. A lot of the states can see that how this is going. I was just listening to a video about someone that interviewed someone what life was like before the Great Depression.
Mm.
He said everything was great. Everything was great, and then suddenly it wasn't. You know? Just like Hemingway when he quoted, "How did you go bankrupt?" Gradually, then suddenly. You know? And this is what's happened over time. So now, not only that, 23 states currently, and this is outside of the ones that have already legalized it. There are 23 states that are currently have bills that are being developed or being sent through as we speak, bills and regulations to allow citizens to use silver and gold as legal tender. So 23 plus 14, okay? This is over half the states. Once these go through, and this could all hit like a snowball effect, right? And so I was thinking about something, and I pulled up here. I'll just pull up a couple of these, just show you guys. Like, here was Arkansas. Arkansas did it in August of 2023. That's a recent one. We got what's this one? I don't know. I got so many tabs up here. Kansas. This was in February, and they're pushing this one through. There's Arizona did it recently. I mean, I think it was last year. However, what I'm trying to get to, I want to pull this one up from Alaska. So Alaska, now this was May of 2023. They passed the bill to make gold and silver legal tender, right? That's not what I wanted to pull up, but Chris, why you look so mad?
No, I'm just real quick. Isn't it ironic that you have states now going, hey, we're going to legalize gold and silver as tender, when Article 10, I'm just going to read it again. Article 10, Article 1,
Article
Section
1?
10. Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution. No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation boom, right there in that first statement, your government, they bamboozled a long time ago when the Act of 1871 did just that. It entered us into a treaty alliance or confederation with powers who have control over our money now. Grant letters of marque and reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. That is in the United States Constitution, and it's crazy that it is the year 2024, and we have states going, well, we're going to legalize. It's already been legalized. It's in your Constitution.
It is, and that's why Trump posted it, because he's trying to show you something, and I'm going to get to it in a second. This was off of Lynette Zhang's channel, but she posted Ron Paul's, it's just a really short clip.
I love her.
Of Ron Paul and...
Links down below.
You should hear it.
So that you can listen to this whole video or anything that we put up to your heart's content.
Issues Dr. Paul. The states are talked about in the Constitution, and they have restrictions. They can't print money, but they also have been told in the Constitution that they can only use gold and silver as legal tender. So the responsibility is on the states to follow the rules, and that meant nobody was supposed to use.
Just real quick, I want you to remember that. He said the responsibility is on the states. Okay, remember that.
Anything other than silver, gold, and gold as legal tender. But we've had a mess. It's gotten worse. It started in 1913. There was a sort of a climactic end in 1971, but the problems have continued. And if you look at some of the charts, things have been really rocky since 71 with the destruction of the value of the money. Since 1971, we've lost 95% of the value of the dollar. And the tragedy there is that the average person, the middle class, gets wiped out. Austrian economics teaches that if you destroy the currency, you will destroy the middle class, and people who will get the money that the government prints, which they shouldn't be allowed to do, goes into the pockets of the bankers and the corporations. And when the people get the money, their prices go up and they wonder why they're getting behind. Well,
you can see. Sorry. So he says it's up to the states, right? Chris just read you in Article 1, Section 10 of the Constitution says everything. Nothing but gold and silver should be used to pay off these debts, right? Now, I think one of the ways in order to bring back the gold standard in general, obviously, is you have to hyperinflate the currency. You have to, it is the only way to, that would allow gold and silver to be revalued into a different number, because that's what they need. I mean, you could go back to what 1933 when they confiscated the gold, but that they're not going to do that again unless gold was just like, people wouldn't put up for that anyway. Like this time around, that's not going to happen. However, again, so we got 43 states. Some of them, 14 of them have legalized it. The rest are pushing it through. Now, I'll pull this back up. This is a document from last year. And this is for like Alaska's thing. But I mean, this was a while ago. So these are some of the states. Right. But one thing that's interesting in here, right, that they go through the Article 1, Section 10, and it says, what is the impact of accepting gold and silver as legal tender? The state laws declaring the shift of gold and silver currency would eliminate capital gains taxes on sales of gold and silver in states that accept the two metals as legal tender. Several states have now passed bills eliminating these taxes. If all 50 states start using gold and silver in place of Federal Reserve notes, the Federal Reserve would no longer control the state's money.
What? So,
amazing, right? It's a simple concept. So what has Trump been trying to tell people? He posted that on Truth Social, Article 1, Section 10, trying to get people to go back to it. He's always been going back to the gold standard type of guy, right? And what I find interesting, Chris, we went over the corporation, right? We went over General Milley's comments about them being the board of directors of this corporation, United States of America, right? All right, so we're in a corporation. It's confirmation. We're in a corporation. Now, if there is something else that happened behind the scenes, like Trump has said before, like, I don't want this term. Like, this is this is like,
I don't want the result.
I don't want the result of this term, even though this is my term. There's a lot of, you know, we talked about the pause, the PADS, all that stuff. That something else has happened that Trump actually turned it to a republic in 2020, on July 4th of 2020, signing of a new Declaration of Independence. If all this is the case and we're watching stuff play out, on if you go to now, if you go to FEMA, FEMA.gov, right? Now, FEMA, let's see here. There's a couple different things. If things aren't happening in DC, let's see, is it, which one was it? Is it 2.3? All right, so executive branch reconstitution in the collective reconstitution of the EOP, executive, if it is not possible in Washington, D.C., area Congress, in accordance with the enumerated powers, will work with the states to establish a new seat of government. Okay? Now, this is part of FEMA. Now, I understand the conspiracy theories with FEMA. I get that. I get all that stuff. But if there's one branch of military, or even, you know, FEMA has the power to do everything. Like if you hand things over in a pause, FEMA's gonna be the one that's gonna be running it while things get situated behind the scenes. So again, if they cannot operate within DC because DC no longer exists because of the corporation. There's been a lot of rumors of the new capital maybe going to Texas or something like that. Now, we can't confirm that, but then when you see Texas coming to, they're one of the biggest depositories in the United States. And they were one of the first to say they want an asset-backed currency. So if this is the case, has FEMA been working with all the states? As you can see, all these bills have been ramping up to legalize silver and gold as legal tender. If that is the case, if they're working, how does gold destroy the Fed? You destroy the Fed by getting the states behind everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you're going. That's what you're seeing. All the governments, all the state governments are all putting forth bills, if they haven't already, to legalize it. As legal tender. The moment there is a high majority and people start, you know, actually recognizing it, the Federal Reserve literally disappears. It literally disappears. There is nothing in the Constitution that says the Federal Reserve has to be there. They're a private entity. The IRS is a private entity. People shouldn't be paying income taxes. People are flocking to states that don't have income tax, but it's absolutely wild, mate.
It's crazy, yeah?
Fed, get the states behind it, and that's what you're seeing. It just, and what do you think is going to happen too when things like prices of silver and gold start to rise? What do you think is going to happen? Well, states are going to start to look at it and be like, oh, crap, we should probably push this forth, you know? I mean, let's take Bitcoin as an example. If Bitcoin was a tangible asset and all the states were putting forth Bitcoin as legislation and Bitcoin was skyrocketing like it is, you don't think the other states would do it? I mean, look at like El Salvador. Who is buying a Bitcoin all the time? Why? To fight against the system. to fight against the failing money supply. So as you see what I'm saying? So if that, if everybody would change. So if silver and gold just have a breakout here, gold just hit a new record.
Every day it seems now.
Every day there is now on the up trajectory again. Silver, they're doing everything they possibly can to that thing. I mean, it's like creeping towards 26. It got so close to 26 and then they shot it back down. But I mean, it's only a matter of time for silver. But at the same time, we're legalizing gold and silver here as legal tender, not just gold. You can see the states going back to Article 1, Section 10. But nobody wants to talk about it. Because there's so much crap going on in the world. But all the states are gearing up for something. Gold is sending a warning.
Mm-hmm. It is. What's going to be the... Like, we can all see it brewing, right? We can all see it brewing, states, everything. You're watching, you know, we pointed out weeks ago that eventually who would be controlling the price of gold? It wouldn't be the US China. Dollar. It would be China. And that's what you're, yeah. If you'll notice a trend when the Chinese markets are up, because they're opposite time zones, what is gold doing? Boom, it's going up. When ours are in China. Effect, what's gold doing? Right? They slap it down and then it starts to creep back up again. Now watch, tonight you're going to wake up in the morning while the Chinese markets are going, you're going to see like you did today, gold got up to $2,269 an ounce. And then they slapped it down a little bit. Right? And you're watching silver though, if you're paying attention to the price of silver right now, it's not moving a lot. It goes up and it goes down a little bit, goes up a little bit, goes down a little bit, but it's staying right around 25. That's their... They can't let silver do what gold is doing right now because
what silver is of the people,
right? So you're watching all the signs that something's going to happen that's going to flip this switch. Something in between now,
jumping ahead of it.
Yep, between now and November, something's going to happen that's going to cause this thing to go boom.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why we tell, this is why we preach on here. Like, you got to be prepared. Like, I don't want anybody sitting on the outside looking in on this bad boy, because if you're waiting for signs that this is really happening, I don't know how many more you need at this stage in the game.
How's the new one? In the Midwest, Wisconsin, 10 days ago. Finally ended sales tax on gold and silver. They're the last one to do it in the Midwest.
That's it. And then you got, so you got, you're looking at the debt clock. The debt clock is pointing to something that there might be something up with this eclipse, whatever they're planning for next Monday. You got states declaring. Yeah, I want to talk about that. All right, good. Let's roll into that because.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's talk about it because what are they planning? What are they planning?
Well, I have so many interesting, like, obviously, this is where we go into theory mode here. But now, I'll be completely honest with you. The eclipse, with the Nineveh stuff, Jonah, repent. I get it. And I believe it could very well be a sign from God. Okay. Now, other than that, I think the eclipse will come and go. However, I think that if the deep state does want to do something, April 8th would be a good
perfect
cover to
opportunity.
Do it.
Right.
And I find a lot of very interesting things because let's see. What is it? Chris, the Niagara Power Project.
Mm-hmm.
They are it is New York State's biggest electricity producer, providing up to 2.6 million kilowatts of clean electricity. It's generated by two two facilities. Okay. It's got, it generates tons. It is one of the biggest power grids or electrical grids for New York. Okay. Now, Niagara just declared a state of emergency. Now, I find this interesting because, Chris, don't you declare state of emergency after something happens?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, right? Right? I'm not crazy. Now, Chris, we've seen this prophecy a million times. But would this not be the most strange type of infiltration?
Yeah, I love this one.
Like, come on, let's just, like, could it be? Like, could it be? You know? I'm just talking.
Black them out. We will black them out.
You have shown me New York. You've shown me New York. You've shown me, Lord, how the enemy has once again planned something, but this time it is completely different. It is not like 9/11. There is nothing like it. This is the most strange infiltration that shall come upon your screens. It shall come upon you in your movie houses. It shall come upon the places of comfort and pleasure. And they
now come upon your screens, movie houses, comfort, pleasure. So in your house. And all these things, right? Chris, are you frozen? Oh, no. You're good.
No.
I think because everybody is going to be watching this, right? Like, they're expecting millions more people to come in to Niagara and to New York City. And I don't know. Let's keep going.
And they shall infiltrate, and they shall say, we'll even black them out. We will even cause them to be so terrorized because there is darkness in one section and darkness in another section, Long Island. And
darkness over here, darkness over there. Just because there's darkness, you know, again, just dogging.
Babylon and New York, all these regions, we will blacken it out. And then we will cause them to hear and understand that we are in charge. You will not do this as you plan, but the Spirit of the Lord says, even as my prophet prays and gathers the people together, and the people pray and make declaration that there is only one God, and that eternal God shall destroy the power and the plans of the immortal man. This day, Lord, I call to you, bring down the forces and the region of New York. And as we go there, we stand there, declare the will of the Lord and expose the very forces of hell. I pray today for this nation, and I call to you to bring your life and your breath upon us in the name of Yeshua. I thank you for doing it. Let's praise him together. Come on.
Now, like I said, Niagara has the biggest state, or has a state of emergency already declared. It is the biggest electricity producer in the region. And they're doing all these warnings about this eclipse, what it's going to do. Be prepared. Blah, blah, blah. And I feel like it'd be just like them just like, hey, we're, you know, oh my gosh, this eclipse is wreaking havoc on our things are going haywire. And all of a sudden, boom, you know. They try and black it out because there's darkness over here, darkness over there. But New York has a complete 100% blackout for this eclipse.
You know how many states total do?
How many? 17?
12. Okay. 12. No. No.
Just
12 states. And I think there's two states. I think Tennessee and another state, like maybe a little small area of their state will be under, but a majority of the total darkness will be in 12 states. Now, I don't know if every state has declared a state of emergency that's going to be in total darkness for what, 4 minutes, they said? It's going to last for about 4 minutes. Something like that, like 4 minutes.
How exciting.
So that's what I'm saying, like, I get they're trying to say, oh, we're doing this because people are going to be flocking. They didn't do this in 2017.
It's not the same, Chris.
Oh, whatever.
Not the same.
But
I'm an eclipse watcher.
Yeah. I'm not saying these are just things I like to, you know, numbers. When you say 12 states, you know, I believe we're also waiting. there's a certain
the same. Yeah,
what, sorry. There's a certain time point we're waiting for a National Guard to be called up in 12 cities.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
That is interesting.
So 12 states.
Yeah.
Many have already stated they're activating their National Guard for this.
Could that have been predicted way back then in 2017?
I don't know.
In October 2017?
I don't know.
Can you predict the 2024 eclipse at that point?
I mean, could you?
I don't know.
7 years apart? 7 years apart?
No, I
don't know. I'm just saying, quinky dinky, 12 states are going to be in the path of this complete and total darkness. We're waiting for the moment that the National Guard is called up in 12 cities. I don't know. I find it all very interesting.
Same time.
I can tell you one launching. Thing, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to sleep great Sunday night. I'm going to sleep great. I'm not going to stress out over all of this. I'm just going to enjoy the movie.
Yeah, I know. What does it hit? Like Monday? Is it Monday?
Monday. Yeah.
Monday? Woo. Woohoo. We're launching rockets into the thing. Very interesting.
CERN
is firing back up. I don't know if you guys know anything about CERN or even recently. These guys are finding entities in their stuff over there. I mean, that was like a year ago, a couple years ago. But they haven't launched CERN or fired her up in 2 years, and you're just going to do it on April 8th?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be completely honest with you. April 8th is probably going to come and go. Nothing's going to happen. You'll never hear that come out of my mouth ever again that nothing is going to happen.
Yeah.
The only time. Better live it up.
I'm not worried about it at all, but when you see them hyping something up like that, you have to, of course, your spidey senses are always going to be on guard because they're like, what are they planning? What are they going to try and use
what are they planning?
With the narrative? Right. That's what I'm worried. Yeah. That's what I'm not worried about, wondering about. Like, what's their angle with all of this? Whenever they push fear, remember, the minute you heard about the first COVID case, it was already fear, doom, and gloom. Oh, my God. If it ever comes here, look what's happening in China. They're spraying fog machines everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. People are dying in the streets. They're just falling out. Remember all that. So when you see them push something like this, you have to, in the back of your mind, go, okay, what's the play? What's the play here? What are they trying to gaslight us
about? Take down the grid. I don't know. That's what I would do if I was them.
You know they got to do something because you know that they know they're losing. They're losing on so many fronts. So I'm here for the part. Hey, what did Marshawn Lynch say? I'm just here so I won't get fined.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
I'm just here so I won't get fined. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's interesting, though. I'm not going to lie. I'll be outside because where I'm at, we're going to get, I think it's going to be like 80%. We're going to be like
80%. Ours is like 88%.
Yeah. So,
which is crazy. All right, cool. I'm in Minnesota. Like how? Right. Makes no sense to me. I don't get it.
You know, somebody else pointed out on Twitter today too. The Space Force logo, one of their
that was pretty wild. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Okay, that's pretty interesting that they got the same.
I seen someone post it the other day. I bookmarked it.
You got it? Sweet.
I got it.
I mean, you look at that picture and you look at the path of both of these eclipses and you're like, And then what's another one? Somebody pointed out that we're the, I mean, look at that. I'm just saying. That looks pretty darn close.
I seen it. I was like, that's wild.
Close. Yeah.
It's close. And I looked at it after to see if it lined up. I mean, it doesn't, but it is interesting of the two.
Right.
You know, yeah.
And then you got somebody else pointed out that where the middle of the X is formed by both of these eclipses is right where the New Madrid fault is. The earthquake fault in the Midwest, the New Madrid fault line.
Madrid?
So, yeah, it's New Madrid, sir. Don't call it Madrid.
I like Madrid better.
They will get mad. It's Madrid.
Why would you get mad? Madrid sounds way better.
It does sound better. So you know what I mean? There's so many what ifs. But like I said, if we're grounded in, we got somebody watching over us 24/7, man.
Oh man, I am. There's zero fear here, baby.
Yeah,
zero. Over none of this. Whatever the enemy plans, like, you know, even like in the prophecy we just shown, even like, let's hypothetically, if that was it, well, that's what I was referring to. Or if it wasn't, either way, in the prophecy, he says, we pray that this storm will be brought to nothing, you know? Nothing. And I remember listening to an old one where he's like, would God destroy America if there was 100,000 good Christians inside of it? No. Would he destroy it? And he just kept going down the list of numbers. It's like there are more people praying today than there, I feel like there ever has in our lifetime. In the last, you know, I mean, we've seen a lot of different events. Maybe 9/11. Maybe 9/11 was a big one. A lot of prayer that day, but this is such a delicate, interesting time because it's been a progression over the last 3 years of this Biden regime, you know? So, like, everybody's just praying, like, get these guys out of here.
Mm-hmm.
We need help. We need help.
Help me. Help me, please.
Help,
help, me.
Help me.
Help me, please.
Time of the eclipse? I don't know.
I don't know.
Sometime in noon.
Time on one. Monday. Yeah, I don't know. That's a good
here point, you go. Man. I need to. Here, everybody in your states, you can look at this right now. This is Boone posted this.
Oh, yes. Boone put that was cool. You got here. It. Play it. Play the whole thing. It shows you. I love it.
It'll if show you, if you want to see what time your eclipse is coming, here we go. Alaska, ready? You always 2.5 minutes in long.
I like that it shows you the percentage too that you're gonna be.
Yeah.
Eighty-two.
You're 80. Oh no, you're not. Never mind.
86. 1:47 p. All right.
Like the end of the world music going on.
I know, right? It's so ominous.
Why is Wisconsin at 91%? Why does that make no sense to me? Or Iowa? What?
If you're listening on the audio, can you? If they're listening on Spotify, they're like, what is this music playing?
What is going on? This is where all the blackout cities are. States are going to get.
Like, yeah, so count them. Count how many hundred. There's one.
One.
Two. Three. Four. Eleven and 12. Oh, 13.
13.
Get out of town. Dang it, man. My math was
there off. Goes that theory.
There it goes. She's out of there. Dang
it. I know.
It's off by
I was
one.
Thinking about, I know. It's probably going to be raining and cloudy here. You know, it'll be dark. Whatever.
I hope it's nice here. Oh, God. I went to Lowe's this weekend and they already got the solar eclipse glasses out for sale. And I'm like, come on, man. Anything to make a buck.
Do you think the border wall plays into this at all? Get more people across the border because it's dark.
Never know.
Everybody make a mad dash.
It's go time. Yeah, it's go time. I don't know.
But if God shows us something and CERN is there to spin it, it's not being him.
We'll see.
I don't know. We'll see. Very interesting times. However, that's all I got. That's all I got for tonight.
Yeah.
Waco, yeah. I got some stuff I want to give away though.
Okay. Shout out to the sponsors and then
1 second. Man, give me a second. Let me
okay.
Let me pull
what you
it together
got?
Here.
I wanna is it silver? Is it goodies? Is it tumblers? Is it
what you need? You need cheeseburgers? I got cheeseburgers.
I got the fries, the Dacho eyes. I got the. I love he says I got burger. I got the cheeseburger. I just got burgers.
Just got burgers.
I got the shakes that'll make you quake.
The Mickey quake.
Yeah.
Okay.
They already started with the holidays. You're premature. You're premature.
Y'all premature. Oh, premature. I got some tumblers too. So this is what I'm gonna do.
Oh, dang. I still got to get a picture of that, the flag behind me to Harley so he can make a tumbler out of it.
Well, there you go.
I'd be forgetting stuff.
There you go. You'd be forgetting stuff.
I'd be forgetting stuff is.
So just mess with you. All right. So here we go. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do, y'all. Y'all paying attention. This is an Alphabet's tumbler, okay? Alphabet's tumbler from Harley's Doggy Dog World. Okay, this is going to be, I'm going to pick this along with an ounce of silver.
You're going to get that and an ounce?
Yeah.
They're going to get both?
Yeah.
What? Is that why you wore a red shirt today, Santa?
I always wear red. I like red.
I like red. Like Tiger Woods.
And then, so that's actually just going to be... 1 second. Yeah, we're going to do that. An ounce of silver. And then I'm also going to give another ounce of silver away with another tumbler. Okay. Sorry, my brain I lost myself there for a second. This one, did I just put this one away? This is,
Ooh, I like that one. I like it.
It's got Matthew 28:20 on it. Gonna give this one away with an ounce of silver as well. All right. So,
and I'm gonna pick somebody.
Hold on. I'm
gonna pick somebody to enter the drawing for May 2nd for the flag as well.
We'll be back in 2 minutes. You guys are dropping hollows. I see. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Are you looking for a guide through all the psychological operations that are happening throughout the world? You can get Session 1 and Session 2 of Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare, written by General Michael Flynn and Boone Cutler. You can go to alphabets.online and click the link for more info. You want some customized tumblers, coffee cups, or even some Alphabet's tumblers? You can go to Harley's Doggy Dog World and use the Alphabet's promo code. A variety of tumblers, coffee cups, etc. You can use the Alphabets promo code calphabets.online for more info. Introducing Manly Cans. Not only are the cans awesome and reusable, but there are a variety of packages built for you. Whether it's the carnivore can, the protein can, the coffee can, or the 6-gallon snackage can, Manly Cans are great for a gift or if you want the ultimate snack attack. family businesses, and family is important. See alphavets.online for more info. You can go to mypillow.com/alphavets and use the alphavets promo code and save up to 80% off. If you want some of the best sleep you'll ever experience, there are a massive range of items. Whether you're looking for smooth sheets that keep you cool, grab the Giza sheets. If you're looking for a MyPillow with cooling technology, grab the MyPillow 2.0. If you want to walk on a cloud, grab the MyPillow slippers. There are items for everyone in your family, yes, even your furry family members. Use the Alphavets promo code and save up to 80% off at mypillow.com/alphavets. If you're looking for some Alphavets gear to rep your favorite podcast, wink, wink, go to godfirstgear.com and you can use the Alphavets promo code on everything in the store. Yes, everything. There are Alphavets hoodies, shirts, mouse pads, and more items to come as well. Godfirstgear.com for your official Alphavets apparel. Remember to use the Alphavets promo code. We have entered in one of the biggest bubbles in U.S. history. There are many liquidity issues across all banks, over the nation, and over the world. Between branches constantly closing, and even some not allowing withdrawals, the money you make and for your retirement are not safe in the banking system. The market could explode at any given moment as the fiat system is reaching its expiration date. As longtime gold and silver advocates, we here at Alphavets have partnered with Midas Gold Group, the nation's number one veteran-owned gold and silver dealer specializing in gold IRAs. Whether you want to get precious metals or roll over your retirement into a gold IRA, look no further than Midas Gold. All you need to do is text the word Alphavets to 232-425, and they will take care of what you need.
Hey.
That they will.
Midas Gold, baby. Text the word Alphavets, 232-425. These are, I don't know if you can see them.
Buffalo.
Buffalo. The Buffalo. You get one in those these tumblers. Smiling Angel. You're going to get one. Did you want me to pick another one, Chris?
Yeah. No, I got one.
Okay.
Hope I say this right. Nope. Noe Skez.
What?
Noe Skez. Noe says, maybe it's Noe, it's N-O-E-Y S-C-E-Z. Noe says, Noe says, Noe scares. Noe says.
I see it. Both, and then Chris is going to, again, for those that are new here, Chris, you got that thing handy?
I do. It's right behind me.
For those that aren't aware, on I think May 1st or May 2nd, that Thursday, whatever it is, we're going to raffle this puppy off, one of Chris's very, very well-crafted wooden flags. It is very nice. And he's going to pick a name. You're going to be entered into the raffle, okay? So he's going to pick a name. You haven't won anything, but it's a chance to be in the drawing.
Yes. And we got USA Wins with God. You will be entered into the raffle.
Cool.
Gotta be here. You gotta be here on May 2nd when we draw for this thing. We are gonna draw the names live on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm, buddy. Mm-hmm. Cool. Right on. We appreciate you guys coming out. Again, 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, Central Time, 11 Eastern. We'll be doing a show with Julie Green. When I figure out. Wait. I just got an update. It's going to be on our show.
Okay.
She was.
Word.
I'm pretty sure it's going to be on our show. If things change, I'll let you know. But either way, 10 a.m. tomorrow, we're doing a show with Julie. So be prepared for that. And cool. We appreciate you guys. And anything else, Chris?
No. Again, if you, your names are called for this tumblers and silver, you got to email
at
Alphavets.
Tumblers and silver winners.
Yes. Tumblr and silver winners, alphavetsmedia@gmail.com. Give us your name, username, and somewhere to send it, and we'll get it mailed out to you. You're lucky that Iz is giving those away. You'll probably get them sooner.
Yeah, you're going to get them tomorrow. throw them on a plane, you know.
Word.
Anyway. Yeah, all right. Appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you guys later. Have a good one. Yeah. Holla.
Holla.